Folks, this is the Paul Revere Show. We are here on Devil's Radio 92.7 FM. We're here every Monday night. I'm here tonight with Kelda Royce, state senator, and we're talking about the drastic change that just happened to America that a lot of us are trying to figure out how we got here and where we're going to go with the reversal of Roe v. Wade. So welcome back again, Kelda. So what are the implications of this decision and where do we go? Let's spend this next section on what can we expect, mm-hmm. what can we do, and what are young progressives like you doing to point us the right direction?
Well, first I want to say that, you know, we have incredible activists all over this country that have mobilized to help people receive abortion care. And that has been true for many, many years, because let's be honest, abortion has been heavily restricted and unavailable for millions of women, and disproportionately women of color, low-income people, young women and girls, immigrants. So we already know that what it's like to help facilitate abortion care for people in difficult situations. And now we're all going to have to pitch in and redouble those efforts. So, you know, giving to our local abortion fund, the, you know, Women's Medical Fund, volunteering as an abortion doula or to drive or provide childcare for people who need abortion care. All of these kinds of grassroots things, I think, are really important. And there are ways that we can channel our rage and our fury. But I think it's important to be clear that this is a political problem, right? This is not something that came out of thin air. This is not the last word on the Constitution, as if, you know, these guys get to say, you know, what we do with our bodies. Reproductive autonomy is a fundamental human right. And you don't get to take it away just by being a politician or by getting a black robe. Absolutely not. And we will continue to fight this, and we will fight it in the courts and in the streets and at the ballot box and online and everywhere else. So this is really the call to action. The first and most important thing we need to do is make sure that we're not just voting in November for pro-choice candidates like Governor Tony Evers, like Attorney General Josh Call, both of whom have been stalwart defenders and champions of reproductive freedom, and have said that they will not allow doctors to go to prison on their watch. We also need to get rid of Ron Johnson, who is a cancer on the U.S. Senate and on our state. So that's job one, right? And voting is not enough, right? You got to get out there. You got to knock doors. You got to tell your friends. You got to write letters to the editor. You've got to get involved in these campaigns, because we're up against an ocean of special interest money and, you know, a bunch of Trumpers that are also energized, right? That are really excited about this decision because, you know, it means that they get to have one over on mouthy women and that, you know, they get off on that. They love that. So the second thing, in Wisconsin, we've been suffering under 10 years of gerrymandering and Republican rule that, again, is manufactured. It's not a reflection of the will of the people, right? We have to remember that we're the majority. We're the reasonable ones. We're the ones who embody the American dream and American values of freedom, live and let live, right? The only way we can actually have a functioning society. So we can take that righteous knowledge and translate it into our electoral work. Next spring, we're going to have the opportunity to flip the Wisconsin Supreme Court from 4-3 conservative to 4-3 liberal. And we could elect a justice who will protect our rights, who will be concerned about privacy and access to healthcare, and who can look at the gerrymandering that's happened in the state and say, like, maybe this actually deprives people of their right to vote and their right to representative government. So we could solve a lot of things over the next year with respect to restoring legal abortion access and addressing the gerrymandering. And, you know, that I would say it gives me a lot of hope. As much anger and despair as I felt over the last you know, couple of weeks and months with this decision coming forward, I also feel a lot of hope about it and about our capacity to change.
I share that hope too, because just in my talking to friends and family, there is a real, for example, I was up in Green Bay, up in De Pere for a wedding. And a niece. So it's the younger generation. Frankly, I'm sorry, they're like younger than you, Kelda.
Many people are these days, Mark.
and so
my children remind me on a daily basis.
they were, you know, they're like in their 20s, and they're saying, how can this happen? Right. That all of a sudden what I thought was just my right, and that's the way it was and would always be, is all of a sudden gone. So, I mean, there is this wake up call.
It's so hard to contemplate, you know, and I think what's even harder for people to realize is that this is not the end point, right? The Republicans aren't stopping here. They didn't, you know, they're not high-fiving and going home. The very night that the Dobbs draft was leaked, it was also reported that Republicans in Washington, D.C. were meeting to plan out a nationwide abortion ban as soon as they get control of Congress and the presidency.
Right. And I think I spent a little time looking at the decision. I haven't gotten through the 200 plus pages yet, but I did read Justice Thomas, you know, his concurrence. I mean, and he sort of laid out the gauntlet of where he thinks the court's going to go. You know, there's a case, folks out there, called Griswold. It was decided 1965, right? On the right of married persons to obtain contraceptives.
Right.
Think about that, folks. He has said that maybe that's next.
And, you know, I have to tell
people. Mind-boggling, right?
It is mind-boggling, but you know, when I was at NARAL 15 years ago, I was lobbying against attempts to criminalize birth control, attempts to try to regulate birth control as if it were abortion. So this has not been a secret. This has been long-term aims of the anti-choice movement. They're not going to stop with a nationwide abortion ban. They are going after birth control. We've seen it in state legislatures around the country today. They will go after IVF. You know, reproductive technology, if you desperately want to make a family.
And they're going to go after same-sex marriages.
Yes, they will. They will go after same-sex marriage and sex between consenting adults, sodomy laws.
So, Kelda, thank you so much for being here. We're going on break. We'll have you back soon. Thank you so much for keeping the fight alive and keeping hope alive. So we'll be right back, folks. Thank you, Kelda.